So Father Longenecker writes this. Did I print it out? I don't think I did. Yeah, I did. A Catholic priest pays respects to Billy Graham. Now, let it first be said before I even broach this, before I even crack the shell on the egg, before the eggshell is cracked. I did not know the Reverend Graham. I've only listened to him maybe when I was a kid because my mother was in, not in that denomination, but she fled the Catholic Church, hated it, despised it, still despises it to this day, and enrolled my brothers and sisters and I in a evangelical Protestant school, and we attended a church very similar to the one that the Reverend Graham founded in North Carolina. So I have seen all this up close and personal. Again, I don't particularly know the Reverend Graham. And other than seeing him on television a time or two, never actually really seen him. I've seen him interviewed. I've never actually heard, as an adult, any sermons. Now, I'm told, though, that they're fire and brimstone, inspirational kind of stuff. Kind of man that you go like, I should do that. He's righteous. I want to be righteous. So, personally speaking, this is not about the Reverend Graham, his son Franklin, his family, those that love him. You should love him. And any of the other details, again, it's difficult. Just like when the sodomites try to separate the sex act from the teenage boys that they want to turn, that they say, it's magnificent for them to turn into teenage sodomites. Well, consider that, parents. Along with that comes the act. That act virtually assures your son a far more rapid death, a life of disease and frustration, and certainly a life outside the church, outside any realm of salvation. Consider that, because they're not going to tell you that. They're going to strip what's about to happen of the consequences of it. Let us not strip what occurs in ecumenism here from the consequences of it. Church, you losing. Oh, look at your chat room. Nobody's in there. They all left. Well, they're going to leave. So, I'll ask Our Lady for a little intercession here to not screw this up. And if I do, please call me, 844-527-8723. Father Longenecker, I am a Catholic priest, but Billy Graham is one of my heroes. Why is that? Because I was brought up in a strict evangelical home where we were used Billy Graham's kind of old-time religion. Now, Philosophia Perennis, Logic 101, old-time religion what does that mean? To me, old-time religion would mean, okay, how old? Can you quantify old? Old-time religion would mean, I guess, the faith. But wait, you said evangelical. I don't even get to the second paragraph without having to stop. We memorized Bible verses and believed that you had to get saved. Okay, Father, you're very confused. Father Longenecker, we need to pray for Father Longenecker. You're very confused. You believed that you had to get saved. You mean you don't believe? Our heroes were the missionaries and traveling evangelists, and we heard them when they came to our church, preached the gospel, and called for people to, quote, bow their heads and close their eyes with no one looking around, close quote. We raised our hands and went forward and accepted Jesus into our lives as our personal Lord and Savior, and I'm not ashamed of it. Father Dwight, no one asked you to be ashamed of it. You know, I don't even, this is almost as though, Hey, you jerks out there that go to Latin masses and stuff, listen up. I'm getting ready to canonize Reverend Graham, and there's nothing you can do about it. Take that, tradition. Take that, Council of Trent. Take that, Athanasius. St. Athanasius. Take that, St. Polycarp. This is ecumenical nonsense here. Father, I was talking to a prelate last night. I will not mention his name. Who is deeply saddened and troubled by all this. Again, where are the Steve Cunninghams without the bad bedside manner of the word of the world? Because Cunningham doesn't have a filter. Well, that's what this is it. That's what it says. You didn't say that. You got. There's something to be said for that. Continuing on with Father Longenecker now. In fact, my own first commitment to Christ was as a child of five. After church one Sunday night, I knelt by my bedside with my mother and told Jesus I was sorry for my sins and accepted him as my Lord. Okay. But as I grew older, I started to see the dark side of American fundamentalist Christianity. I noticed loudmouth, weeping, and sweating hustlers for the Lord on TV. I noticed the extramarital affairs of the pastors. I noticed the money-grubbing con men and the hypocritical, self-righteous, angry right-wingers. As I became more educated, I couldn't help noticing the bigotry and deliberate stupidity of many in that world. They were anti-intellectual on purpose. They excluded more people than they included and were prone to make little cult-like sects of their churches and schools. They clung to young earth creationism and utter literalist fantasies about the Bible. Now, again, Father Longenecker, what do you mean literalist fantasy about the Bible and young earth creationism? Did it happen in Genesis, Father, or didn't it? With all respect, did it or did it not? This is dogma here, folks.